Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and joining me today is Daniel.
Hi, Emma. Great to be here.
We've got some exciting news to share with our listeners today about the aerospace industry in Lancashire.
Yeah, I saw the latest report from Oxford Economics, and it's pretty impressive.
That's right. It's all about the defence dividend that's being delivered in Lancashire.
I see. So it's not just about the jobs at Bay Systems, but the wider economic impact too.
Exactly, the report shows that beyond the 13,700 people directly employed by Bay Systems in Lancashire, they spent an estimated £190 million with 210 local suppliers in 2024.
Wow, that's a significant investment in the local supply chain.
And it supported a further 2,400 jobs.
Right, so the ripple effect is really strong here.
Nationwide, Bay Systems contributed £13.7 billion to national GDP in the same year.
That's one in every £200 of the country's economic output.
Quite a big claim, right?
It definitely shows the scale of their operations.
The report comes after the UK's Strategic Defence Review was announced at Bay Systems in Glasgow.
I remember reading about the Prime Minister's announcement there.
He outlined a plan to create a defence dividend that would be felt in the pockets of working people.
That's exactly what this report is showing.
Simon Barnes, the group managing director, said they're proud to lead an organisation that creates so many opportunities for the region.
And he mentioned the importance of working with partners to drive industrial capability.
Let me read a bit more about the numbers.
Go ahead.
The report shows Bay Systems supports over 159,000 full-time equivalent jobs, including nearly 50,000 inches, their UK business.
That's a huge number of jobs.
They drive economic activity through a UK-wide supply chain with 5,800 suppliers and £5.8 billion spent.
And this supports jobs across the country.
They also focus on creating opportunities where they are needed most.
I see, over 40% of their UK workforce lives in the most deprived fifth of local authority areas.
And they spent £1.3 billion with businesses in those areas.
That's a significant investment in economically challenged areas.
The report also highlights their commitment to skills development.
Right, in 2024, they invested £230 million in education and training,
including over £150 million for 4650 apprentices and almost £50 million for graduate training.
That's a big investment in the future workforce.
This directly supports the UK government's vision to create new jobs, skills and opportunity,
and drive growth in industrial capacity.
Daniel, what do you think this means for the Northwest aerospace industry specifically?
Well, Lancashire is home to Bay Systems' largest site in the UK, so this report really highlights the importance of the region to the national defence strategy.
That's right, and it shows how the local economy benefits from this major employer.
It's also worth noting the collaboration with local suppliers.
Yes, that £190 million spent with 210 suppliers is a great example of local economic multiplier effect.
And the 2,400 additional jobs that are supported.
So, what does this mean for smaller companies in the supply chain?
It means they get a boost from working with a major defence contractor like Bay Systems.
That's right, it helps them grow and develop their capabilities.
And it creates a more resilient supply chain overall.
I think it's also important to highlight the skills investment.
Absolutely, with 4650 apprentices and significant graduate training.
It's building a pipeline of skilled workers for the future.
And that's exactly what the UK government's industrial strategy needs.
A workforce that can support the growth of the aerospace industry.
And the defence sector in particular.
The report is definitely a positive sign for the industry.
And for the local communities in Lancashire.
That's right, and it shows how defence spending can have real economic benefits.
Beyond just national security.
That's the defense dividend in action.
Exactly, and it's being delivered right here in the Northwest.
Well, Daniel, it's been great discussing this report with you.
Likewise, Emma, it's always good to highlight the positive impact of our industry.
And that's the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news for today.
Stay tuned for more updates on the aerospace industry right here in the Northwest.